Welcome to the Westline Civic Center. Grizzly basketball tonight as the Grizzlies play in Region 16 against the number two team in the country. They're 19-0, undefeated, beat the Grizzlies a couple weeks ago by 8 at Park Hills. And tonight the Grizzlies will try and pick up their first region win of the season. The Grizzlies are 8-11, and they are 0-3 in region play. Mineral Area 2-0 in the region, 19-0 overall, and number two in the country. They have ascended the national rankings. They have played very steady basketball over the course of the season, and they jumped up to the number two spot as a couple of teams lost in the top 25 here over the last week. So the Mineral Area Cardinals are number two behind South Plains College from Texas in the national rankings. Grizzlies and the Cardinals are coming up here in just a little bit. Curtis Blue is here. Drew Joyce is here. Nate Hudson is there. And we'll take a timeout. 2 minutes. We'll come back and have the starters for the Grizzlies and the Cardinals coming up on KDY. Starting lineups for the Grizzlies and the Mineral Area Cardinals tonight at the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. The starting five for the Mineral Area Cardinals. They'll go with Marcus Watson. He is a guard from Oaklawn, Illinois. Amarian Dickerson is a guard as well. He is a 6'1" freshman from Chicago, Illinois. Also in the starting five, I said Amarian Dickerson, he's actually 6'4", and he's from Cleveland, Ohio. Josh Mio is a sophomore from Orlando, Florida. Also in the starting lineup will be Durante Tucker. He is a 6'4" guard from Cape Girardeau. And number five on the list is their postman. His name is Richard Malvator, and he is a sophomore from London, England, stands 6'8". They'll play nine players. The Grizzlies have nine dressed out tonight. Now for the Grizzlies, are starting five, or at least as we were told earlier, and we may get a change, but this is what we're going to go with to start with. Kyle Germany, 6'3 guard from Detroit. Carlos Paul from Southfield, Michigan, playing in the post. Urzi Unami from Ontario, he is a freshman. Trayon Grant Foster, a freshman from Kansas City, Kansas, at 6'6". And Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 postman from the Congo. Mineral Area is one of the most experienced teams that we'll play all year. They're one of the few teams that start five sophomores. And a lot of these guys are new. A lot of these guys are transfers. Several of the players left when Luke Stregg left to go be an assistant coach at South Dakota State. But the Grizzlies have got to come up with a way, Mr. Ballou, they've got to come up with a way to take care of the ball better and shoot the ball better.
Yes, it wasn't very evident last game that we could do that very well, and facing this Mineral Area team, they're going to have to, because Mineral Area does shoot the ball well, about 47% from overall, and then 40% from three. So, and they have put up 100 points 6 times, so they can score.
Should mention their best player doesn't start. His name's Preston Turner. He is a 6'6 freshman transfer from Kirksville. He is from Elsinore. And a really good player. And the main reason we lost that game at Park Hills, he had 19 of his 21 in the second half, so we'll see him before very long. This game is ready to roll. It'll be the Grizzlies jumping center with Kyle. No, it will be Trayon, but no jump. And a tip won by the Cardinals. They're in the black, and here we go. Black with red trim. Grizzlies starting straight man-to-man. They played great defense at Park Hills against this team. In the right corner, back out on the right side to the left point, to the left corner. A set and a pop for a three is going to be short. Rebound comes long and is chased down by Malvator. And the Cardinals keep it. They'll drive the paint. Go up inside. Shot no good. Ball lost. Goes to the corner. Picked up again by the Cardinals. Amarian Dickerson chases it down. Down the paint. Here's a drive and a high floater is going to be short. Ball out of bounds. Grizzly basketball. Well, good defense. First time down the floor tonight, Curtis.
Yeah, I wish we could have got that ball before they had three rebounds, but so far so good.
Grizzlies could expect to see some pressure. They turned the ball over 22 times last week. They turned the ball over 22 times at Park Hills. Got to do a better job than that. Kyle Germany, right side, hook pass to the point. There's number one on the night. Tip passed out, chased down, and now Dickerson goes in, feeds it back out to the point. In the right corner, Josh Mio cutting down the lane. Dickerson leans in, lost the ball, turned over. Nope, it's going to still be Cardinals basketball, 19 on the shot clock. Inbound from right of the basket on the baseline. In underneath, good pass. Layup is up and good, and that's the way the game starts. First basket, Durante Tucker makes it 2-0 Cardinals. Kyle Germany in the front court for the Grizzlies on the right side to Carlos Paul at the point, now on the left side. Kyle Germany gets a high screen, goes left, draws the defense. Lionel nearly walked in the right corner. Paul drives in, gets stopped, lobs out front, and it's going to be safe from going back court. But there's seven on the shot clock. Kyle Germany with it. Dribbles through the defense, takes it in, shoots a floater, and no good. Tip long, picked up by Germany. Does the ball not hit the rim? No. Turnover on the Grizzlies.
Kyle's kind of hopping around a little gingerly, so that's not a good sign.
Well, we need someone else hurt. Lucas is still out. Lucas Prola. Gage Pitts, I think, is dressed. It is, he is dressed out tonight with a cracked wrist. Out front, now on the right side. Mio has it. High screen. Pull-up shot on the baseline. No good. Ball comes off, and it's picked up by the Grizzlies, and a foul will be called on Malator, going for the rebound, knocking Lionel Kimwemba to the floor. First foul of the basketball game. Grizzlies have the ball, 2-0. The halftime score in the last game between these teams, it was 30-25. Grizzlies had a 5-point halftime lead. So it was not a high-paced game. Bounce pass to the corner, down low, good feed inside, pump fake, up inside, good, foul on the play, basket counts, and Carlos Paul, who has been real effective inside the last few games, he was really patient there and made a good play.
And that's a quick second foul on Malator?
Malator.
Is that how you're saying it?
Sounds like something from Masters of the Universe or something. Skeletor, Malator, his helper. Charles Outlaw will come in the ballgame now for the Cardinals, and Malator will go to the bench with those two fouls. Carlos can give us a lead. It's 2-2, and it's 3-2. Got to buckle down, play defense. We can beat these guys if we play like we did at Park Hills, a little bit better maybe. But we got to cut down on the turnovers. On the right side, Josh Mio to the point. The Grizzly defense pushes them away from the bucket a little bit here. High screen on the left side. Dickerson, pass, low block. Mio, double team, can't get rid of it. Trap, back out on the left wing. Dickerson puts it on the deck. Drives across, kicks it to the right corner. Open shot for a three. Rattles out. Rebound, Urji Udomi, stolen from behind. Bounce pass back to Outlaw, lays it up and in. Charles Outlaw with his first basket. 4-3 ball game. That's a little play, but the bucket went the other way. Here's a drive by Urji. No good. Rebound. Put it up. Blocked away. And the ball kicked away and picked up now by the Cardinals. They have a 3-on-2. They'll hold it up. Kick it across court on the wing. Nearly a walk. It was a walk. Travel on the Cardinals with 16:45 to play in the first quarter. First half. Well, here he comes. Preston Turner. From the Little Burg of Elsinore. Transferred to Mineral Area this year. And he can flat out play. He wears zero. He's in the game for Mineral Area now. And once your way to figure out who the other team's best player on the floor is, whoever Urji Udomi is guarding. In the left corner, Urji catches, shoots a three, and it's good. We really shot the three well at Mineral Area, probably better than we have most games this year. 6-4, Grizzlies, top of the circle. Dickerson on the left side, Mio. These guys are undefeated. They're up to 19, shooting for number 20 in a row tonight. That gets to be a little bit of pressure. Now on the baseline, Dickerson Ball is it's an offensive foul. It's Carlos Paul, who leads the team in that category. That position, Dickerson ran him down. And that'll be a player control foul. First foul on Marion Dickerson for the Cardinals. The Grizzlies starting five still intact. Don't have Javian Downey tonight. Hopefully he's very close to coming back. So our guard position still a little thin, but we do have Gage Pitts back dressed out tonight. On the right side, Urji Hanami has it. Trayon catches on the baseline. Double team, wraparound pass, threw it away, out of bounds. First turnover on Trayon tonight, fourth on the Grizzlies already. We had 22 turnovers Saturday night against Moberly, and Trayon had seven. So he has got to work on that. Out high left side, Marcus Watson will dribble to the middle of the floor, get the high screen, rubs off that, down the paint, all the way. Right-hand scoop layup, no good. Rebound high in the air for it, lost it, picked up by Outlaw. Now he'll lose the ball. He'll fall on top of Trayon, which had to hurt. And jump ball, it'll be Grizzly basketball.
Good effort there by Trayon to try and get that ball, make up for that turnover.
Both of their big guys got in foul trouble at Park Hills for a good part of the game. It was funny, when Malvatore got in foul trouble, he had to go out. Then Outlaw got in foul trouble, they had to both be out. And Mineral Larry played a lot better. Kyle Germany in the front court for the 6-4 game. Grizzlies on top by two. Need someone to come to the basketball. Bad pass, nearly thrown away. Picked up by Trayon. Bounce pass out to the point. Long three is good. A rainmaker by Kyle Germany makes it 9-4. Down the right sideline, Cardinals with it in the front court. Marcus Watson down the key all the way. Goes up, lost it on the way up, out of bounds. Turnover on the Cardinals. If I remember right, the Grizzlies had a 9-4 lead first half at Park Hills. So history repeating itself here a little bit.
Let's hope by the end of the night history has changed itself and the Grizzlies come away with a win.
We just cut from about 11 minutes to go in the second half. Preston Turner took over. He made five threes in the second half. And you've got, I don't know who's going to be on him at the defensive end. I didn't look, but you can't leave him, because if you do, he's going to make it. Grizzlies have already made two threes tonight. Here we go. Inbound play, Kyle, everybody clear out, let him bring it up. With the left hand, back to the right, midcourt. He is pressured out front by Tyler Smith to the high post. Kumwimbo with it. He'll bounce it over to Urji Hanami to the right point. Trayon with a really long three, and it's an air ball. Turnover, Grizzlies.
Kendon Peoples has made his way into the game for the Grizzlies.
And on that air ball, Kamari Vinson will come in the game for Urji Hanami, but they'll leave Trayon out there. Kamari Vinson had his best game of the year against the Cardinals. He knocked in three threes in the contest. Played really well. Top of the circle with the ball, Tyler Smith. Right point. There's Turner. Got fouled, and he'll shoot three as he got knocked to the floor by Trayon. In the act of shooting. I saw this kid play in high school at East Carter High School. And after the game, I asked him what he's going to do for college. He said he's going to go to Kirksville. I said, first one, no good, by Preston Turner. He said, I'm going to Kirksville. I said, you don't want to go to Kirksville. And he's like, why not? I said, you'll freeze to death up there. Freezing cold in North Missouri.
Is that Truman State up there?
Yes. Next one is good.
Yeah, they're not very far from the Iowa border, so.
And one more try. It's good. Two out of three for Preston Turner off the bench. 9-6 ball game. As Curtis said, Kendon Peoples is in the lineup. hand it off on the side, Kamari Vincent. Out middle of the floor, Trayon Grant Foster over to Kyle Germany. Grizzlies running through their offense. Kyle, left elbow, pull-up jump shot is no good. Two-hand putback is good, and that was Kamari Vincent doing his thing. Good job, Kamari. On the follow. He followed it with two hands. Kenan Peebles is guarding Turner. Here's a high screen. He'll work the lane, get cut off. Back out to Tyler Smith on the left side. He goes around the screen, back out to Turner, puts it on the deck, drives in all the way. Left-hand scoop layup off the board is good. How do you like that?
That was a smooth move there.
11-8 Grizzlies by three. Kyle Germany with it. Now over to Kamari Vincent. Spins to the middle, cut off, fade away from 17. It's an air ball. And the ball hit the baseline and out of bounds. Turnover six on the Grizzlies. Preston Turner is the best high school player that I've seen in this part of the state for a long time. I was trying to think who I would maybe compare him to, but I won't. Just suffice it to say, he is really good. 6 foot six. He's a matchup nightmare. He's a guard, actually. On the left wing, popping out. Turner again for three. Good. Now we're tied at 11 all. Obviously, no one guarding him that time. He's too good not to guard. Vincent hands to Kyle Germany out high. Tie game at 11, 12:27 to play in the half. Pace of the game, pretty good for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany, inside pass. Here's the layup, up high off the glass and good by Carlos Fall. Makes you tempted just to throw the ball into the low block every time. Carlos has been really good down there. Left side, Cardinals with it, driving the baseline all the way in. Layup is up and good. That was not real good defense that time. Layup that time by Durante Tucker. He has four. Tie game at 13. Trayon out front, reach in, foul is going to be called on the Cardinals. And that'll be on Tyler Smith. That'll be his first. Team foul number four on Mineral Area. The Grizzlies just have one. Amarian Dickerson back at the ball game for Mineral Area. And he'll come in for Outlaw, who wasn't out there very long. I think this is their best lineup, though, right now. Neither of their big guys are out there. Kyle Germany with it. Kamari down low block. Catching it is Carlos. Back to Kendon in the paint, inside out. Three ball, left point is good. Kyle Germany feeling it. He's got two threes, and it's a 16-13 game Grizzly.
Great job to find the open man there by KP.
Josh Mio on the right point, guarded by Kamari Vincent. Dickerson at the left elbow, pulls up, 17-footer is no good. Riley Whitaker in the air for the rebound for the Grizzlies. Kyle drives the paint. Cut off. Bad pass inside. No angle to throw that pass. Turnover seven. Preston Turner on the wing. Guarded by Germany. Tight. That's the way you have to stay on him. At the point, Dickerson will hand the ball off. Tyler Smith with it. Free throw line. Cut off. Step back shot by Smith is no good. Rebound. Put back inside is good. Foul the play. Basket count. Durante Tucker has six. We're getting really whipped on the offensive boards. Kamari Vincent will pick up the foul. And now, Durante Tucker has a chance to tie the basketball game at 16 with 10:42 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies have Unami, Whitaker, Peebles, Paul, and Germany right now on the deck, and the free throw shooter again is Durante Tucker. He is at 6 points, and now he's at seven. Tie game at 16. Kyle over the timeline brings it up. He's going to play a lot of minutes tonight. At the point, Carlos Paul. Right side, Riley Whitaker. thinks about a shot. Now pulls it down, backdoor cut. Here's Kendon, turns to the glass. It's up, no good, too hard. Ball goes to the corner. Mio chases it down. Cardinals cross-court pass. Dickerson, touch pass back. Turner will take it all the way in, lost the basketball and turned it over. Bounced it off a foot. Front court, Grizzlies have it knocked away. And now it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Mineral Area. As it did change hands, it did change possession. But the Cardinals turn it right back over. We are still turning the ball over at an alarming rate. 8 in the first 10 minutes. Inbound play, Kyle Germany. Lob out front, caught by Urji Hanami. Urge gets it out to Carlos on the left side. Top of the circle. Shoots the three. It's going to be good. Just give it to him and let him shoot it. Oh, they call that a two. It's a two, so it's 18-16. On the right side, Dickerson goes baseline, leans in, shoots, no good, ball tipped long, and there's another offensive rebound. Mio has it at the right point, 18-16, down the lane. Here's a drive and a whistle. A blocking foul is going to be the call, I believe. Well, it's not going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be a foul on the shot by Kendon Peebles for the Grizzlies. Speaking of that, wonder how Kenny Peebles and family are doing tonight. They listen to the broadcast in Hampton, Virginia. Hope they're doing well and hope the New Year is treating them good. And you too, timeout on the floor. 18-16 Grizzlies, back in a minute on KDY. All right, 9:33 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies lead number 2 in the nation, Mineral Area, 18-16. Two shots for the Cardinals, and the first one rims off, and no good. One more try. And it is in and out. Rebound Grizzlies, and now we'll get a whistle and a lane violation. No, we're going to have a foul. Or was it a line? It is a lane violation. Marcus Watson, the shooter. So he'll get another try at number 2. And it is no good. 0 for 3. He got the hat trick. 18-16. Kyle Germany, front court. Let's see if we can add on to this lead. It's only 2 right now. Riley Whitaker out front. Over to Urji Hanami. Cross court, right point. Kendon gets it to Kyle. Kyle gets the screen. Double team, bounce pass in. And a drive and no good by Lionel Kimwemba. He got away with a walk. Now down the middle of the floor, ball deflected, stolen away, and that's got to be a foul on Marion Dickerson. That'll be his second, going for the loose ball. He was tangled up with Kyle Germany. And the foul is number 2 on Dickerson. Now, he is a really key player for them, so he'll have to go to the bench with those 2 fouls. Mio, Outlaw, Turner, Smith, and Tucker are the 5 right now for the Cardinals. Grizzlies have Grant Foster along with Kamari Vinson. High screen, Lionel Kimwemba. Got to move, guys. Crossover pass in the corner. Riley cut off. Bounce pass into the paint. Lionel has it. Free throw line. Turns to the middle, goes up with a shot. It's good. Lionel Kimwemba. 20-16 Grizzlies. Right side, Josh Mio down the lane all the way. Laid it up good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. Straight on Grant Foster with his 2nd foul. So the basket counts. Josh Mio will go to the line.
Kyle Germany got about a 30-second break. Coming back in for TGS.
Free throw for the 3-point play is good. 20-19, Grizzlies by one. Urji Hunami, left point. Over to Raleigh Whitaker. Kyle with it, pin on the shot clock. To the baseline, cut off. Baseline follow-away jumper is no good. Slapped off the rim by Lionel Kimwemba. Kicked out, here they come with it. They don't have numbers, so they'll hold it up. Mio on the right wing. At the point, Preston Turner. Stay on him. At the right point, Mio gets a screen. 17-foot straight on. Shot is good. Mio has five, and that gives the Cardinals the lead back, 21-20. 7:40 to play in the first half. Hunami drives in, goes in, lost the basketball. Turnover number nine up ahead. A tough catch, and the ball bounced off of Kyle Germany out of bounds. Pass was too far. But Tyler Smith, going out of bounds, bounced it off of Kyle. Carlos Paul will come back in the lineup. Hopefully we'll start going back inside to him. He has been very effective. Pass on the inbound play. Mio will back it out to the right side. Picked up by Hunami. Goes around him. Goes in. Left-hand layup again. This time no good. Raleigh Whitaker gets his second board. Germany, left side. Hunami in the left corner. Inside, a little block. Here's Carlos Paul. He's double-teamed. Reach in, knocked away by Turner. And he'll stay with the Grizzlies with 7:06 to play in the half, 19 on the shot clock. And now Kendon Peebles back in the ball game. Urji Hunami goes out. Inbound play. Out front, Kamari Vinson has it. Left wing, Riley up fake, dribbles in, cut off, bounce pass high post. Pull up shot by Carlos, no good. Three black shirts under the rim. Now back the other way. It's Tyler Smith over on the left side. Mio over a high screen, drives the lane, kicks it to the corner. Open shot for a three, no good. Rebound, Outlaw on the weak side. Now the wing, Mio for three, good. They are turnovers are hurting, but, man, they are killing us on the offensive glass so far, 24-20. Kyle out front. And this kind of offense ain't going to cut it. Here's a shot from the point, and that's an air ball. Out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies. Sometimes when we run offense, we do it pretty well. Other times, it's like we don't really have an idea about what we're trying to do. There was a great case in point. 24-20, and now that was an illegal screen. Kenan Peebles got picked off. Now Mio with another three on the right side. No good. Rebound, Kyle Germany. Will the Grizzlies push it? Up the middle of the floor. Lob pass inside, save from going out of bounds. Another turnover on the Grizzlies. Tried to lob it to Carlos, going 100 miles an hour down the paint. He had no chance, no angle for that kind of pass. We're on a pace to turn it over 22 times tonight, but we're still within 4 points. Down the key, here's a right-hand scoop shot. The late whistle called. That'll be against Carlos Paul. He'll pick up his first foul. On the shot, he'll shoot two. So the shooter is Tyler Smith. They always have several kids from Illinois, several kids from St. Louis on this Mineral Area team. First try is good. It's a 5-point game. 25-20. We really, really need to score the next time we come down here. Next attempt is good. Cardinals' biggest lead is 6. And another turnover at midcourt. Passed up the right side. 2-on-2, kick it out on the wing. Turner with a 3, and it's good. You can get away with throwing the ball away against some team. You don't do that against this team. 19-0 now. Trap on the sideline. Another turnover. when you take the ball to the sideline and just stop and dribble it, you're going to get double teamed. You're going to turn it over, and that's what happened there. We have a bad habit of putting the ball in bad spots. Down the lane, the ball knocked away and stolen away. Grizzlies come up with it. Kid and Peeble, down by 9. Spins to the middle, stops, leans, shoots, no good. Rebound by Carlos, no good. Goaltend. We had to have 2 points right there. 29-22.
Cardinals run a 10-0 run before that.
That's right. Because we can't quit turning the ball over. We're not just not scoring. We're not even getting shots in a lot of cases. 13 first-half turnovers to 6 for the Cardinals. 4:42 to go in the first half. 29-22. Left side, left corner, Preston Turner guarded by Riley Whitaker. That's not a good matchup for the Grizzlies. On the right side now. Left wing. Man-to-man defense out front. It's Marcus Watson. Inside, they'll dish it outside to Turner. Shot clock at 3. He's going to shoot a fadeaway from the left side. No good. And the ball is rebounded by Kyle Germany. No numbers as the Cardinals get back real well on defense. Riley's got a 3 on the wing. No good. And the ball will be tipped to the left corner. Chased down by Watson. Here come the Cardinals. Left side, left wing. They look for Outlaw. They don't throw in the ball. He sets the screen. There's another illegal screen. Ball loosened on the floor. Picked up. Now here's a scoop shot. No good. And a bailout whistle. And a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Every time Outlaw sets a screen, it's an illegal screen. They haven't called one yet. Officials for this game, Ian Buesen, Paul Fitzwater, and Doug Warren. First foul on the Lionel Kamwimba. 29-22 Cardinals. Darren Combs is going to check in. First free throw is no good by Tyler Smith. Darren comes in. Kamari Vinson and Riley Whitaker will go out. Kyle Germany, Darren Combs from Poplar Bluff, Urji Hunami, Lionel Kamwimba, and Trayon Grant Foster. Second free throw is good. 1 out of 2 there. 30-22. On the left side, Urji with it for the Grizzlies. Darian Combs will hand it off. Trayon Grant Foster at the point. Takes it to the corner. Corner shot for a 3. No good. And over the back rebound foul on Lionel Kamwimba. That was an over the back foul. I have no problem when they call that. They just need to do it more consistently. And it'll be 2 free throws here. Let's see. The shooter here is going to be Francisco Monreal. Here's the free throw. No good. He's a freshman from Spain. Grizzlies get the rebound on the miss and have it on offense. 3:15 to go. We really need to do something for this last 3.5 minutes. Baseline, TGF, diagonal pass, Darian Combs with a 3. It's good, attaboy! Darian Combs off the bench with a 3. Big shot there, 30-25. Left side to the right point. Mio has it. Pull-up shot from 13. No good by Watson. Tipped long to the left side. Another offensive rebound. Preston Turner for Mineral Area. Trayon gets on him. He drives through. Puts up a wild left-hand shot. No good. Put back is up and in. Another offensive rebound by Tucker. And with 2:36 to play, a timeout's called. This will be a 30-second timeout. 2:36 to go first half. Grizzlies trail 32-25. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. There's 2:36 to go in the first half. I kind of felt like we were kind of on the edge of something bad there for a little while, but now we're down by 7 with the ball.
Yeah, we put an end to that 10-0 run, and I'm feeling a little better, I think.
TGF will drive in, shoots, forces the shot, no good. Ball is going to be rebounded by Outlaw. Front court, left wing, top of the circle. Marcus Watson, right wing, here's a three by Turner. No good, and the rebound to the Grizzlies. We get a defensive board with Kyle Gervais. Down the paint all the way, left-hand layup, no good, but a foul on the play, and TGF will go to the line. But 2:05 to go in the half, 32-25 Cardinals. And that foul will be the first one on Durante Tucker for Mineral Area. Grizzlies have shot one free throw here in the half. Cardinals have shot 10. TGF, you have to score tonight. First try here is good.
You'd think with the number of free throws or the difference in the amount, there would be a difference in the amount of fouls, but there's really not.
Next try is good. TGF with a couple of big ones there. Back down by 5, 32-27. If the Grizzlies have a chance to win this basketball game, it has to start at the defensive end of the court, and that includes challenging the three-point shot and getting defensive rebounds, which we're having trouble with right now. Josh Mio on the right side. Grizzlies go to a zone here. Maybe that'll help. Free throw line, pull up. Mio, no good. Ball is rebounded by the Cardinals again in the left corner. Three is launched, and it's good. Durante Tucker now has 12 points, 35-27. Combs out high, stolen from behind. Carlos Paul had it taken away. Left-hand layup, good. Watson on the steal and the bucket, 37-27. No one told Carlos what was coming. Kyle Germany, hook pass left side. High post, Carlos Paul with it. Puts it on the floor, lost the basketball, and turned over. 15 first half turnovers. Marcus Watson on the left side. Tyler Smith will shoot a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Kendon Peebles. Down by 10, 45 seconds to go in the first half. Germany down the paint, baseline, lobs it outside. Carlos left wing. Urchie's wide open for a three. That's way off the mark. Ball comes off to the far corner. Chased down by the Cardinals. 28 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock and the game clock, oddly enough, match up exactly. So the Cardinals are going to have a 10-point lead at halftime at least. Someone down here said, shoot it. Well, he'd probably get taken out if he did that. Here's a three by Watson. Just pulls up and does shoot it. No good. Carlos Paul with 2 seconds. Kyle Gervais from about 60 feet. No good. That's the end of the first half. Grizzlies went really cold the last 10 minutes of the half and find themselves down by 10 at the break, 37-27 against the Mineral Area Cardinals. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY. It's Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. With everything considered, we're very lucky to be behind by 10 points at halftime, Curtis.
Very, very lucky to be only behind by 10 points. Considering how last game went and then how we started this game, it was not equaling up. And then we just fell off the tracks and started turning the ball over. What did we end up with, about 15 this first half?
There are three things that went sideways on us in the first half. Number one, the turnovers. 15 turnovers, that's not averaging a turnover a minute, but you're not too far off.
Yeah.
The other thing is offensive rebounding by Mineral Area. They are just smoking us on the glass. I mean, we're not competing on the defensive glass at all. And the other thing, again, we have made a few threes. We've made four in the first half, but it is hard for us to score. I don't know if that's on us, if it's on Mineral Area, or a combination of the two things.
Just from my eagle eye up here, if you want to call it that, it seems like we play through really one person. We try to play through two, and if they can't get the ball to other people, or if they can't score themselves, then we have nowhere to go.
We have no alternative, pretty much. Halftime score is 37-27. We're thinking it's Owl Valley night, and I think that Curtis is on to something there. And we've got a lot of folks watching a little scrimmage out here at midcourt. Grade school kids playing ball and taking all this in. I'll tell you this, if one of these kids makes a three, I say give them a uniform.
Or if one of them completes a pass.
Now, they're not looking to pass very much, I can tell you that. Halftime score, 37-27, and we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.